Even in the rain, if you walk along the grounds here at Tanglewood, it is very, very common to hear just these strains of beautiful music coming from small sheds and little spots buried, tucked away in the woods. This, as they say, is where the magic happens.
It's here that the Tanglewood Music Center fellows hone their craft and learn from the masters. They'll be masters themselves. For decades, talented young musicians from around the country and around the globe have been coming to the Berkshires to study with some of the best musicians in the world.
We will meet two TMC fellows in just a bit, but first we're joined by Ellen Heistein, who is the director of the Tanglewood Music Center, our dear friend. We were trying to think of how many times you've been on this program with us, and we came up with about 30. So it's wonderful to have you back.
Thank you. It is wonderful, wonderful to be back with you guys and to be back here at Tanglewood, right, live at Tanglewood.
It would be 32, but we didn't have last year, so it's very nice to...
Yeah, that must have meant that I was here a couple of times in 1 year because...
Okay, yes, when did you start? Have you been here how many years?
I was here as sort of consulting in 97, and I started full-time as the director in 98.
Okay.
So now you're a full-time Berkshireite.
Pretty, not full-time, but certainly deeply part-time. I mean, the 2 months I spend here in the summer, the 10 weeks are probably more like most people's year. So
yeah, sure.
And then what is the rest of the, I mean, obviously you're, it's all leading up to this time though,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
And then the rest of the time you're in Boston and yes?
Well, I live in New York, actually.
Oh, okay.
I live in Westchester County. But yeah, up until last year when, of course, everything was virtual, I was coming up to Boston pretty much every week.
So you live in Westchester County up near Andrew Cuomo, or where he used to live?
Not quite. Well, I live in New Rochelle.
Oh, I know New Rochelle well.
Yes, well. You know.
I know it well because my father had a business there.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Foam Rubber Center.
We will have to discuss that sometime. It's not on air.
On North Avenue, no less. Yes.
So I can't imagine. Give us a sense of what last year was like for the fellow. Was there a program last year?
There was. We actually had something resembling a full program, but of course entirely virtual, which is not the most comfortable thing, I will say, for me. A lot more comfortable for them than it is for me. It's a generational thing.
Has anybody ever tried to bribe you to get their kid into the Tanglewood Fellows?
No. No, that must say something about, you know, my lack of my unimpeachability, I would think. That,
well, it's incredible because Ellen, if these people get in, it's a huge lift up to being ultimately world famous.
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the things I flagged as being something I might highlight for you guys is the last three TMC orchestra concerts are being conducted by three TMC fellows, of not the current fellows, but of the past, with Herbert Blomstedt, who was in the class of 53, and then with Alan Gilbert, who was in the class of 87-88, and then with Stefan Asbury, who is now the head of our conducting program, who was the class of 90.
Sarah's going to gently move your mic because we have a little pea popping action there. So there we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all better.
How's that?
Much better.
Great.
Good.
So, I mean, you know, talk about people coming, you know, back to roost in the best possible way. Yeah, but it can be
just
certainly career boosting, if not career making.
Well, just for the hell of it, why don't you name some of the former fellows and who we would all recognize?
Oh, gosh. You know, my mind is going to go completely blank.
Leave somebody out, but, and they get mad.
Obviously, of conductors, we can start with Seiji Ozawa, who's the guy who hired me.
Oh, amazing! And you were here before Volpe, right?
No. Well, in a way, a couple of months. Yeah, I was his first hire, because he was hired just at the end of the summer of '97, and then. As I say, I came in as a consultant that summer, and then in November he hired me.
So. Well, you'll be pleased to know that when I recently interviewed him for an hour, he said that you had preceded him, if I'm not wrong.
Well, preceded him in working at Tanglewood. That's true. That's true.
What is it like after all those years with him, to not work with him and have a new transfer of power, if you will?
Yeah, well, it certainly is going to be interesting, and I'm sure that as we move ahead, there'll be stylistic differences which will become apparent. But right at the moment, Gail seems absolutely lovely, and I actually know her for a long time, not continuously, but I first met her when she was in around 1990, I guess, when she was assistant orchestra manager at BUTI. And my son was in the class, and her brother was my son's roommate.
Okay, I'll ask the stupid question. CUTI is?
BUTI?
Sorry, Boston University Tanglewood Institute, the great colleague we have here on the campus normally, and unfortunately not this year, but they will be back next year.
Because I think I had something similar to that, and I needed penicillin for it, so that's good. when it comes to what you're now that you're back, do you have a full class? You have as many fellows as you usually have?
No, this year it's kind of, miniaturized in a way. We have 60 fellows, or I guess 64, whereas we usually have 140.
Yeah, about half.
Yeah, less than half. Yeah. We don't have any singers, which is sad, but we'll get them back next year. We have double winds instead of quadruple winds, which is what we usually have, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And it's going to make for an interest. When you talk to the students, you'll see it will make for an interesting season because everyone will play everything. So it's going to be an incredibly intense and hardworking season for them.
I'm sorry, I missed this. Everyone will play everything.
In other words, if you have two flutes, right?
Yeah.
Both flutes play every piece on an orchestra program. Whereas if you have four, they'll trade off. And someone will play the Brahms and someone will play Debussy and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough season, but it's also going to be incredibly exciting for them, I think.
How about the parents? Do the parents show up?
Well, remember that the average age of our young people, and I shouldn't say kids, though I do, is 24.
Well, they have parents.
So, yeah, they do. Some of us have parents,
even
at older ages. However, most of them are not living there. And in fact, one of the nice things that's going to happen this year, because it's nice for our students to let their families to know what they're doing and not everyone can come. Travel is still pretty restricted.
Yeah, with so many.
But all the TMC orchestra concerts are going to be streamed this year. So anybody who wants to
That's a good point.
Can tune in, go to bso.org and find BSO Now and find the streaming.
Is this the first time?
The first time TMCO has been streamed, yes. That's thrilling for us.
Monday night in the shed, right?
Monday nights in the shed.
In the shed, 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. And also, we have our usual Sunday morning chamber music, and this year, Monday afternoon chamber music, also in the shed, which is a little weird because it's so big, but it's all free.
That's wonderful.
So anybody who wants to come and hear what our kids do, what a good year to sample.
So if you have a computer or a handheld device, you can hear.
You can stream the concerts, and you can come and
hear
live. Show up here.
That's very important.
And hear it free, and free here, too.
Yeah, for no money.
It's much better that way. No, it is. I just want to say it's better to be here in person than to be looking at a computer screen.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, well,
but
obviously agree with you.
What was that? What was that like? Because obviously sound is so important, and you're putting it through.
You mean in the virtual year?
Yes.
You know, each section of the TMC and their parallel sections in the BSO worked this differently. If they felt that there was not going to be sufficiently good sound, they mostly talked through issues, and they had discussion groups and whatever. But some of them did feel that they could overcome the Zoom problems with sound and actually do classes. And it was pretty interesting. We had some master classes that were open to the entire community. We did one on injury prevention for musicians. And
say again?
We had a class on injury prevention.
Oh, injury prevention. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a little tired.
No,
we had our convocation.
No, it was good.
Night.
I don't hear well.
What injuries are we preventing?
Well, you could
like just in general, like with a cello.
Well, music is athletic, so
yes.
Repetitive stress injuries are very common, and lip injuries for wind players, and arm injuries of all kinds for string players, and that kind of thing.
That's really interesting. That seems like something that you you would deal with later, but it would be very important to know that as you do it. Yeah.
You know, think of any athlete. Do you really want to say only after you've screwed up all your tendons do you want to go back and try and figure it out? No, you really want to approach the way you practice and the way you prepare and all of that.
Absolutely.
With,
you know, I'm careful. You know, I'm a trumpet player, and all I have to tell you is that when the Satellites for Music Out of This World used to play all the time, my lip would bleed on a fairly regular basis. That was bad.
You have injuries. Still have the scars to prove it. And I apologize for being very naive on this, but is that a course, a new, like relatively new course, or has that been going on for a long time?
We do different things in different years. In 19, when we had the kids playing a Wagner opera, which is enormous for them, we did have a resident physical therapist. Apparently, I am not doing well with my microphone.
No, you're doing very well.
You're not doing anything. It's affixed to your face, so
yeah, well,
you have no
I'm
power
I'm doing
over
what
that.
I can. But anyway, we had a resident physical therapist on, you know, because playing that kind of music, that, you know, with that intensity and rehearsals every
for that day, long, right? Yes.
For a 3-hour,
are there people who are just professional
opera?
PT people for musicians?
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
And are they differentiated by a PT person who is physical therapist who is a violin person as opposed to a trumpet player person?
That I doubt, but I don't know. I'm not the expert on such things. But our guy was with all sorts of problems.
I would assume the VSO has a physical therapist on.
No, I don't think so. I don't think on
site?
Retainer or anything. But there are people that each individual musician has made a relationship with that they can go to when they have an issue.
So what can we expect from this summer from these wonderful fellows?
Well, I think you should expect a particularly, how do I describe this, a particularly euphoric musical experience. Yeah, the kid, their feet are barely touching the ground at this point. They are so happy to be back. You can talk to them about this, so don't take my word
for it. How many of them are back as opposed to new?
Probably about half of them are back.
Yeah.
But the fact is they're back making music with live colleagues, which none of them have done in, you know, almost 2 years now, certainly 18 months. And they're so thrilled to be doing it and to be doing it on such a high level and, you know, starting out working with Andres. Our first orchestra concert is this coming Monday night, and he's their conductor for that, and that's pretty exciting for them. So I think that it's going to be, as I say, particularly intense. They'll be working at the edge of, I think, what their capacity is, but they'll also be working so happily that it might be a particularly thrilling year to hear our students play.
Some people say, I know I say this to you every year, but some people say that this orchestra is the second greatest orchestra in the world.
Yeah, it's awfully good. I think one of the things I love about music is that it isn't a zero-sum field. In other words, there isn't necessarily the best and the worst and the gradations in between.
But to
Alan's
point,
a lot of really wonderful ones.
Yeah, but to Alan's point.
But Alan's point, if you have the Boston Symphony Orchestra
and you
have the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, that's
which is
pretty,
also very
pretty
good.
Amazing. You know, it's a wonderful group of musicians. We're going to meet Morgan Davison and David Riccobono. Do you know these two individuals?
Of course, they're both returning fellows. And David, of course, is a percussionist in a professional job. He's with the Long Beach Symphony, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan is a bassoonist. They're both wonderful, wonderful artists. And I think having a terrific opening. David's playing timpani, I know, in the Beethoven 4, which is opening our season. And you can certainly ask him about being, you know, the sole guy up there that Andres is looking at the first for the first orchestra concert.
You're proud of him.
I'm very proud of both of them. I'm proud of all the kids that are here. You know, they've managed to keep their chops in good shape in all this, you know, terrible lockdown time. And they're playing well, and they're enthusiastic, and they're collegial, and it's just great. It's a really wonderful.
Well, the TMC Orchestra concerts Monday nights in the Shed at 8 p.m. They are free. You can find out more information.
TMC Orchestra is not free.
I'm sorry.
Forgive me for interrupting.
All right.
But it's a very modest charge. But what is free is TMT chamber music on Sunday mornings.
Chamber music. And what's Monday night?
Monday night at the orchestra concerts. Monday afternoon
and
are
Monday night
free chamber music.
Okay. And Monday night orchestra concerts are not free?
Not free, but it won't break the bank to
Okay. Gotcha. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
All right. And you can find it all on tanglewood.org. Ellen Heistein, what a pleasure, as always. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, very much so. Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, we'll meet the fellows. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.